Hello and welcome to We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. Wagwan.
How do you spell Wagwan, by the way?
W-A-G-W-A-N, Wagwan.
Is there an apostrophe in there?
I don't know.
Is it like W-A-G apostrophe W-A-N? Because I felt like when I messaged you that in the week, I spelt it wrong. I think I spelled it W-U-G.
I just like to sometimes say it. I never write it down.
Wagwan.
Never write it down. How are we?
Well, as you may have detected, I have a bit of a poorly throat.
I haven't.
Yeah. Thanks for paying attention.
Nope.
Yeah, so if my voice deteriorates over the next 45 minutes to an hour, you
know
why.
Are you back on the yogi tea thing?
Mate, yeah. Check it out.
Yogi tea.
Check it out. Throat comfort.
Let's have a look at them.
Catch.
We've spoken about these previously on the podcast.
Oh, many months ago.
If you listen to maybe six podcasts in a row, you will quickly catch on to the idea that me and Rob get poorly quite often.
We get sick a lot.
And when we do, we tend to moan about it on this here podcast.
Basically, yeah, we bring our illness to the podcast. The best thing about this podcast being that you can't catch any disease we have.
No, but you can hear it and feel sorry for us. Yogi tea, throat comfort.
Yep.
Never heard of these before, mate.
Really, really good. Certainly make you feel a little more human.
Smells like hippie.
Yeah, there's licorice in
there. Fennel, ginger. Thyme.
Yep. Well, if it's any thyme in
man,
it.
Man, I'll try one of them.
Yeah, man, help yourself.
Yeah.
Make you feel better. Well, make you feel better when you've got a bit of a...
I'm a bit better this week with the old general
The cough has calmed down.
Yeah, it has calmed down. I know it hasn't sounded like it since you got here, but that's only because, you know... We have such a laugh.
Well, that's it. We get carried away and then, you know, you end up straining your throat a little bit. That's are you good? The beard's looking like it's filling
it's
up a little
back,
bit.
It's coming back, isn't it, a little
which
bit?
Which is good, yeah.
Should we get this out of the way now?
Yeah, go on then.
Beard.
Yes. So it's filling out already. I mean, even in a week, you can see it's... The sides are definitely growing back.
When did I get my cheeks shaved off? It's about 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, about 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming back. It's coming back. Cheeks are a little slow. But this week, I've been able to cover up my cheeks with hoodie. Been wearing a hoodie this week because the weather keeps changing.
Yeah.
And my skin keeps getting confused.
Yeah.
The dry hands are back because we've had a bit of mild weather.
Did we speak about this last week?
Look at that.
I know.
So I've had to, like, wear my hoodie to cover that, which, in theory, makes my beard look better.
Excellent. Cool. It's been an okay week, really. Yeah. It's been a hard week.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie to you. It's been a hard
week. People have been complaining about this week a lot. People saying they're not liking this week.
People have been
bad
grumbling. There's been a lot of grumbling going on.
Yeah. A lot of people today.
Yeah.
I feel are just having a day of taking the piss today.
Really?
Well,
what do you mean? Grumbling and taking the piss are two different things.
Well, the princess, is she a princess? A duchess? What is she?
Kate.
Yeah.
She's the Duchess of Cambridge.
Duchess of Cambridge.
Yeah.
She's about to pop another sprog.
Yeah.
And the news...
By the way, that could happen.
The news...
There is every possibility that could happen while we're doing this.
That'd be great. Please, just pop it out so people can shut the fuck up about it.
I assume you're getting a little bit annoyed about it.
Oh, it's everywhere. It's just... Come on, it's just another woman having another child. We shouldn't have to care so much to have rolling news about it. There was a point today where because nothing was going on, because no one actually knows when this baby is to be born, like Kate Burley off of Sky News, she's just fucking riding around a taxi in London, tweeting out, hey, look at me on Periscope in a taxi. It's just had a real weird vibe today. Like,
I feel like we should Periscope this little bit just to Kate. If we just directly send it to Kate.
I had my first Periscope.
Yeah.
Experience.
Was it on
the
toilet?
Other morning? No, it wasn't. Our mate Joe.
Yeah.
he came round the other day and he was showing me the world of Periscope.
Okay.
And what we did was set my phone on the kid's turtle in the back garden, their sandpit turtle, put it on top of that, just played some tunes, and recorded the phone on top of the turtle.
Okay.
And we got 26 viewers. People chatting to us about the phone, requesting shit. One guy wanted Kasabian.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And then Elliot, he went to get the phone.
Yeah.
Someone said, how old's the kid? We're like, whoa. Oh. And then we turned it off. It's a little bit, you know, hey, come on. But yeah, that was my first Periscope experience.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it out of 10? How did you score it?
It was all right. I thought it was just a bit weird. The people commenting on my grass. There was one guy who was telling me I just need to water it a little bit more. It looks a little bit dead. So I'm like, right, cheers, mate. But
we live in Britain where it rains any sporadic amount of time.
Yeah, this old royal baby thing.
It's really great
they're having another child. It's really good, man. But, like, it shouldn't have to be this big.
It's not news.
It's definitely not fucking news. Just shut up about it.
Well, look, as we're talking about not news, do you want to do the news?
Should we do it early, shall we?
Should we bash
it out?
Out of the
way.
Let's
go
do this. I've got so much. Honestly. So much news.
Ooh. News. Not news.
Right, now, talking of youngsters.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of stories about youngsters, which I'll save. I'll put there.
All right.
We'll get to them in a moment. But I'll try and power through these because there's a lot here. And I think they're all pretty good. So, Oxford, known for its university and its boat race, has edged to victory over Cambridge after the two sides locked horns in East London's annual goat race. Yep, they've raced goats. The most intelligent people of this nation have raced goats. That, my friend, is certainly not news. Hey, check this one out.
Yeah.
This one's real close to home as well, because I think I remember seeing an article about this, about Brentwood. Okay?
Yeah, go on.
Dog poo DNA testing, designed to catch irresponsible dog owners who fail to clear up their pet's mess, are to be introduced by a council in the UK. Now, it's Barking and Dagenham that are going to be doing this first, but I think I remember...
So what they're going to do, DNA test dogs?
You scoop up the poop.
Right.
Okay, you scoop the poop.
But how do they connect the poop to the dog?
Well, I think this is behind the whole, like, chipping your dog. You know,
because I know
like,
they connect criminals by DNA, but how do they do it with a dog?
Well, when
is
you
there
do,
doggy DNA?
When you go and get... Yeah, there is.
Right.
So everything has DNA. Every living creature has DNA.
So do
DNA.
You have to take your dog to go and get its DNA?
Well, when you get it microchipped, it goes on a database.
So that's
it's
DNA.
Well, it's not, but they'll take some DNA at the same time.
Okay.
I assume that's the idea.
It's a lot of fucking time wasted.
Yeah, and it's just
a lot of people getting paid...
For dog poo?
For just sticking something in dog poo and trying to link it with another dog. Is it pointless, right? Let's talk about dog poo. Let's get this out right now. There's a hell of a lot of dog poo around where I live.
Yeah.
If you've got a fucking dog and it shits on the floor, pick it up. If you don't, you're irresponsible and I hate you. Just pick it up.
Some would say you're a bit of a bastard.
I am. Do you know what? I sing the song about myself. Oh, wah. Today I am a bastard. Oh, wah. Because I hate dog poo. I do. Oh, wah.
What's the pressure there?
I am the greatest bastard. Oh, wah. Just pick it up. It's so easy. Just pick it up.
It's not difficult.
No.
Not difficult at all.
Because I tell you what, right?
Go on.
I will walk out my door.
Yep.
My three-year-old will stand in that dog shit. I then have to bring... said child back into the house.
And the poo.
And try and
completely
not get
poo.
The poo on my hand, on him. And all because you can't pick up your own fucking dog's poo. It makes me so angry.
Not one of your favourite subjects,
when people
is it?
Try to pet him.
Anyway. Yeah, exactly.
Right, do you want... More. Go on.
Talk more animal stuff here. Okay?
No.
I've got more animal stuff.
Oh, fucking
do you want farm fresh eggs without the commitment of owning chickens?
No. I got that.
Okay.
I got that with Bill.
I was going to say, there's a new service called Rent-A-Hen.
I don't have to, mate. Bill's producing the eggs next door. He's got the chickens. He's
got
the
two
chicken
new ones
shit.
As well.
Yeah. You know?
Beautiful birds.
Beautiful birds.
Go on. Right, well, this is one here. So just to prove that university students aren't all, you know, lazy bums and have, you know, haven't got time to do lots of stupid stuff. In Wisconsin,
have a wash.
Some students said that they have completed a Rice Krispies cereal treat weighing more than 5.5 tons. Get a book and learn some stuff, please. That's not news.
It's very innovative, though.
I know it is. It's very, very clever. Actually,
that's the kind of shit I would do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that. All right, listen, I've got. Let's go with this one then. All right, so before we do the kids stuff, right, because opposite end of the spectrum, actually, on this one, the oldest McDonald's employee in Europe is celebrating his 90th birthday with a party at the restaurant where he works.
Why wouldn't you?
He has no plans to retire just yet. Great-grandfather and Second World War veteran Bill Dudley, okay, in North Wales, joined the fast food giant's Flintshire restaurant as a part-time member of the customer care team 9 years ago. He got a job at 81 years of
Fair
age.
Fair play to
Good lad.
Fair play to him. Oh, wah, oh, wah. Oh. He is an old bastard. Oh, wah, oh, wah. But fair play to him. Round of applause. Oh, wah, oh, wah.
Wah.
He's a really old git. Oh, wah, oh, wah. Yeah. Right, okay.
It's just going out of control.
Right, okay.
Anyways, but it's not really news, is it? Let's be honest.
No, not really.
Right, so two little like child-based stories here, okay?
Just give us one.
You want one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is a 2-year-old boy who has become an internet sensation after emerging as South Africa's youngest disc jockey. DJ AJ has won sponsorship deals on the back of his performances, most recently at a shopping centre in Johannesburg, where a crowd gathered around the toddler as he bopped his head to the beat, his large headphones slipping off.
There's got to be a video of this online,
isn't there? Let me keep reading, because I'm not sure how much I can continue.
So funny.
So, Oritilwe is still learning to put together words, but the boy is already able to select and play music from a laptop. And it's become a viral phenomenon in South Africa's social media. His mother credits his father's decision to buy an iPad for his then unborn son.
Okay. Pushy parent. You will be the next to be.
The thing is, his dad is a gymnastics coach and aspiring DJ, and his son's already clearly outdone him at the age of two. What is wrong?
Well, something to procrastinate with for the rest of this week there.
I think so. I think we'll try and find the video and we'll stick it on Facebook and Twitter page if you want.
We're doing that, yeah.
Right, it's not news though.
It really isn't bloody news. So from that to this.
Okay.
I'm going to do a show and tell this week. Found something this week that I think you'll like.
Yeah. All right.
Show and tell. Show and tell, show and tell. All right.
Okay, yeah, excellent.
We've really got to stop trying to make jingles. Show and tell, show and tell, show and tell. Show and tell, show and tell, show and tell. Tell it! Right. This week, I was just browsing through Deezer, as I do, trying to find some new tunes and ting.
Yeah.
And I found this. It's an artist that goes by the name of Rockabye Baby. And what he does is create lullaby versions of well-known artists and tracks.
So kind of like pop songs and...
Yeah, like, you know, let's say Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That he does some Pink.
Cool.
He does Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Guns N' Roses. Even Nirvana. So it's a little bit different to... the normal lullaby, which, as every parent knows, is the soundtrack to the first year of your child's life, maybe, if he likes it.
Yeah.
Some kids hate this, but I can remember with my boys, them, they love this. And for some reason, Brahms lullaby in it. Is that what it is? Is it Brahms?
Yeah, I think so. Somehow.
Brahms. Look at me. Is it Brahms, Jeeves? Is it... Yeah, and I can remember some nights it would send them soundly back off to sleep. Other nights it just wind them up like, shut up, this Brahms, I hate Brahms.
So, put some Vivaldi on.
I think this guy yeah. was probably one of those kids that didn't like Brahms. And he thought, my life goal is to create some decent lullabies.
Or has he become a parent now? And Maybe. He's thinking, I don't want to listen to that again.
Yeah, exactly.
So I will make some new
if
lullabies.
If I'm going to be up at 2 o'clock in the morning, let's make some good lullabies to
Heavy
listen
metal,
to.
Heavy metal, man.
So let's do some covers of some popular songs, yeah?
All right.
Like this. Tell me what you think this is.
Cheeky little horn. Uh-huh. Is it really Robin Thicke?
Yeah, it's Robin Thicke and Blurred Lines. How cool is this? Like your kid wakes up at 2 a.m, whack this on. Hey? You'll be up. You'll be like, I don't care. You'll be wanting the baby to wake you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody get up. They're really well done, ain't they?
It's pretty good. Tell me.
So it's become my new favourite thing. Just to go through these and listen to
I'm
them.
Not surprised.
How about this one? Too sexy at 2 a.m. Let's go. It actually adds to the original as well.
Yeah.
I think like this needs to become a thing with like Lady Gaga or something.
Someone just needs to put a bit of a
little bit of
or
like a Glockenspiel on it. Yeah.
Hashtag Glockenspiel.
Right, how about this one?
Minutes of this would be fine.
All right, cool. I've got one more.
All right, go on then.
And then I think what we should do is, because I've been speaking to a couple of people this week about the podcast,
a couple of mates,
yep. And they say normally they listen in bed. Sometimes they fall asleep. I ain't happy with that. So I think what we should do from now on, the end of the podcast, once we've gone by everything like that,
yeah.
Right at the end, we play a different one of these every week. Like a lullaby bye. Lullaby bye.
Lullaby bye.
A lullaby bye.
All right,
a
yeah.
A different one every week.
I'm game for that.
Yeah, man. So you can't fall to sleep in the podcast until you hear the lullaby bye.
Wakey, wakey.
I'm sorry, but like, if this was like, if you could actually get this for your child's
brain, as a parent,
this would get me up at 2 a.m. I'll be like,
as a parent, you're not going to be able to fall asleep with this going off in the other room, are you? Because you'd be like, yeah, it's a doll. This is obviously JZ.
Damn right. Yeah.
G.
fucking need them. Take them out the hood, keep them looking good, but I don't fucking feed them. So yeah, there you go.
My
little show and tell for this week. Show it.
Hashtag lullaby bye. Right at the end of the podcast, we'll have another one.
Yeah. Stick with us. You can go to sleep when you hear that. Yeah. All right.
Only another 20 minutes or so.
Time for my personal recommendation of the track that I think you should listen to this week. All right, you're not going to hear the whole track on this podcast. Unlucky for you, me and Rob are going to listen to it now in my living room. But I suggest that you go online and check this out. It's our favourite Manc band, Everything, Everything. We played them on the podcast before, and because of super booking skills by Mr. R. Jelly over there, that's my mate, not the R. Kelly tribute act.
His punctuality's rubbish.
We are going to see Everything, Everything in November. So yes, really excited about that. And they've got a brand new album coming out. I don't know all the details and stuff. Also, Google that, you know. I do enough for
all
you.
All we know is this is a new song by Everything, Everything.
This is a new track taken from their new album, which is out in the middle of June. Every time they release something, I can't help but love that band. So make sure, if you've not heard them or not, or you've heard of them but not really investigated them, do it.
And yeah, look
if you can see them live, do that too, because that's also very good. Right, just very quickly, I want to say a big Dankeschön to the listeners, because found out today, the first season that you can get exclusively on SoundCloud now.
You're doing a big thumbs up.
Over 1,000 listens, right? That's big news to me and you. And we Dankeschön you.
Merci.
Because when we started this last October, we wasn't expecting anyone to listen. Now I know some
people, even our own mums.
I know some people in the podcast world are going to look down on us and go, 1,000 listeners, bloody chumps. But to us, that's good news. Look, we've got fireworks again.
Yeah, who else has got fireworks?
You know, 1,000 listens. That means people have taken, you know, time out to listen to us.
And that's when the podcast was shit.
Yeah, that's when it was just being born. You think it's bad now. This is back to season one.
Just listen to episode one of season one, honestly. Yeah.
Listen to it. As we said, it's on SoundCloud. But please keep supporting us. We appreciate it very much. You can now find us on iTunes as well. So if you are an Apple user, then hit subscribe.
Yeah, please do.
And just get the podcast automatically every week to your device. You don't even have to think about it. You may even forget about it and then one day find it.
You go,
ooh. You know?
Audible goodness.
Who knows?
And, it's like finding a biscuit in your pocket.
We're gonna make it easier for Android users as well in the next week or so.
Yarp.
I think we're gonna try and get this up on Stitcher or something. I hear that's pretty good for Android. That's like the Android versions of iTunes.
Yeah. Right, we'll try and make it available for as many as possible.
But Also, follow us on Twitter at WCWSWP. Now, enough of that. Let's do a fucking quiz.
Yes, let's.
This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. Mousy lungs are back. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. Right. Last week, there was a list of the young rich list under 30s. So young people.
Minted
who were
young
rich.
People.
Yeah, like celebrities and stuff. All right.
Yeah.
Produced by the Sunday Times. As I said, it's about a week old, but I forgot to talk about it last week. We'll talk about it this week.
It's cool.
And turn it into a quiz thing.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely.
What we're going to do. Yep. So I'm going to play you tracks of... They're all musicians, basically.
Cool.
Do you know what I mean?
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to play...
Very useful.
Yeah, I'm going to play some tracks from said musicians. You have to guess who those musicians are.
Rules are simple. Excellent.
Rules are simple, as always, on the quiz, right?
Yep.
So who's this? They're rich.
Maybe it's the way she walked. Wow. Straight into my heart and stole it. Through the doors and past the guards. Wow, just like she already owned it. I said, can you give it back to me? She said, never in your wildest dreams.
So, young person or persons who are rich. Who do you reckon it is? Any ideas?
Yeah.
All right.
But I don't know why I'm thinking this. I think it's either Ed Sheeran or Taylor Swift. They've probably got to be up there in the list. They've got to be in the top 10, the both of them, but... I'm going to say that is Ed Sheeran.
No.
No.
One Direction.
Maybe it's the way she walked. Wow. Straight into my heart and stole it. Through the doors and past the guards. Wow. Just like she already owned it. I said, can you give it back to me? She said, never in your wildest dreams.
That's the best song ever, isn't it?
Yeah. And we danced all night to the best song ever. In your every night. No, I can't forget her. How I don't forget her. Forget her. Danced all night to the best song ever. They say, oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, oh. One Direction, obviously, are in the top 20 richest musicians under 30 at 2.
The whole group collectively are number 2.
No, Niall Horan is 2. Say Malik is 2. I'd say the other boys have got a little bit more than Malik now, though, that Malik's
Yeah, he's working
gone.
At Tesco, isn't he?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
all 5 on the list. They cool. take up the second spot.
Lovely jubbly.
All right. So, who is the next richest kids? They're all very fucking rich.
See, I'm true. My songs are where my heart is. I'm like glue. I stick to other artists. I'm not you. Now that would be disastrous. Let me sing and do my thing and move to greener pastures. See, I'm real. I do it all. It's all me. I'm not fake. Don't ever call me lazy. I won't stay put. Give me the chance to be free. Suffolk sadly seems to sort of suffocate me.
Oh, going on?
What?
Yeah. It's a lyric of one of those rich kids.
Good God. It's a lot of lyrics.
Yeah, it's a lot of lyrics from Lyric Man. It's very lyrical.
It's a lot of lyrics.
A lot of lyrics.
Rapper then. I said Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift have got to be in there. I'm going to go with Ed Sheeran again.
Correct,
yes.
Robert. It is Ed Sheeran.
See, I'm true. My songs are where my heart is. I'm like glue. I stick to other artists. I'm not you. Now that would be disastrous. Let me sing.
At number 7
thing.
In the list, 20 million quid,
see,
Ed Sheeran.
I do it all. It's on me.
Random applause for Ed Sheeran. 20 million quid.
I don't stay put. Give me the chance to be free. Suffolk sad. It seems the sword will suffocate me.
You need me, man. I don't need you. 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 So you need me.
The suffocate me bit as well was a little familiar.
Yeah.
The rest of it, I had no idea.
Yeah, 20 million quid, man. He's done well, hasn't he?
So he's considered he sleeps on a sofa.
He's doing all right. Right, another rich kid.
When the lights started out, they don't know what they heard. Strike the match, play it loud, giving love to the world. We'll be raising our hands, shining up to the sky. Cause we got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire.
It's a little bit patronizing calling them rich kids as well. They're yeah. like adults. So, rich people.
Under the age of 30.
Under the age of 30.
Fire, fire, fire. That's the bit that's recognisable, but I don't know. These are internationals as well, so they can't, they can't be US or other. They're not just UK, are they? I'm just trying to think outside the box a bit, but...
No, it's musicians in the UK and Ireland.
Oh, so the UK...
Okay,
oh,
sorry.
No, it's fine.
My fault.
That's right, we had one direction
in the South Wales.
That's right. Yeah. Ooh,
sorry, fire, I've got to give myself fire. One of these to balance that out. OCD and me. Yeah. Right.
That's sorry. All right. That's no worries. Fire, fire, fire. Oh, this isn't... Oh. Is this...
Go on.
Disclosure.
Yeah. Eddie Goulding.
When the lights started out, they don't know what they heard. Strike the match, play it loud, giving love to the world. We'll be raising our hands, shining up to the sky. Cause we got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire. And we gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We gonna let it burn, burn, burn. We gonna let it burn, 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 burn.
Yeah, Ellie Goulding is also rich to the tune of £13 million. She is at number 8 on the list.
Ah, lovely, Jolie.
She shares the number 8 spot with Jessie J, Leona Lewis, Katie Melua, and Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys.
Really?
Yeah.
Blimey, he's a bit minted, isn't he?
Right, so who is this other rich person under the age of 30?
Rock my world until the sunlight. Make this dream the best I've ever known. Dirty dancing in the moonlight. Take me down like I'm a domino. Every second is a highlight. When we touch, don't ever let me go. Dirty dancing in the moonlight. Take me down like I'm a domino.
So what do you reckon?
I nearly said this was Jessie J, but she didn't sing Domino, and she's not from the UK, so I would say Katy Perry.
You are wrong, because Katy Perry is American. Jessie J is actually from the UK.
Cock.
And it was Jessie
J. Rock my world until the sunlight. Make this dream the best I've ever known. Dirty dancing in the moonlight. Take me down like I'm a domino.
So, are we keeping score? Where are we at?
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, you got Ed Sheeran.
So far, 1 out of 4.
1 out of 4.
Lame-o.
Rather.
I've got them two the wrong way around in my head as well. Jessie J and Katy Perry.
Anyway, don't matter. We all make mistakes.
I'm blaming the hiccups. I'm like a skipping record.
Final one.
Let's do this.
This is also another very rich person.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same. I know the shame in your defeat.
Cannibal, you meat eater, you see. Oh, you swine. This was last week as well.
This was on a few podcasts ago.
I was going to say, this is...
You can find it on iTunes. you got this wrong. So let's see if you get it
you
right
meat
this
eater,
time.
Meat eater, you see. Oh, bugger. Oh, sodding hell.
So bear in mind, this has been on the quiz. You got it wrong. I revealed who it was last time.
All right.
What? Who do you reckon? What do you reckon?
Oh, for God's sake, I don't know.
Got to take a guess.
Have I?
Yeah.
I've got to take a
right
guess.
Right now.
E-T-T-C. Calvin Harris.
No. Marcus Mumford.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun rises slowly as you walk. Away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater. You see, but I have seen the same. I know the shame in your defeat.
You choke on the noose around your neck, and I'll strengthen pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's cold again.
Mumford and Sons. Marcus Mumford and his beautiful missus, Carrie Mulligan. Also worth £13 million.
Wowza.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So memory bank that one, Rob. It will come back again.
I don't doubt that for a second.
That was a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 Yeah.
Thanks.
1 out of 4.
Yeah, so rubbish.
Must try harder.
20% is definitely a fail in any exam.
Correct, Robert. Yes. So there you go, that's it. Another episode of We Came, We Saw,
We Podcasted.
Thanks for listening to this download. If you haven't subscribed yet on iTunes, please can you do that? Tell your friends about it. Do what some of my friends have been doing as well. See a phone left around at work.
Hijack it.
Pick it up.
Subscribe it to them.
Subscribe and put it back. No one will ever know. It's a cheeky kind of podcast terrorism, but without any injuries. Unless you get caught and they punch you in the face.
Yeah, that's your own fault. If that happens, it's your own fault.
So you got any cool stuff coming up?
A quiet weekend. It's a bit of a spring cleaning admin.
Get that throat better, yeah? Yeah. More yogi tea.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, get better.
It's a busy May. Yeah. It's a very busy May coming up.
You're going to bang on about May as well. You banged on about May at the end of last week's podcast. Busy May.
I don't have to.
Hashtag busy May.
I don't have to.
That's what the show is called this week. Busy May. Right. Done. Anyway, it's now time for Lullaby Bye. So you can now go to sleep.
Close your eyes.
All right. This week, the Lullaby Bye is courtesy of the one and only...